The New Jersey gubernatorial race is now set after Democrat and former Goldman Sachs executive Phil Murphy and Republican Lieutenant Governor Kim Guadagno won their respective primaries earlier this week. Guadagno greeted her party faithful in West Orange on primary night.
We are the underdogs. I know that comes as a shock to you, but we are here to win. We need to reach out, though, and get everybody else on the team. I know there are people who are skeptical out there, even in this room, about our ability to really change the property tax formula in New Jersey, to really change how expensive it is to live in New Jersey. Tonight, I pledge to you that if we do not, in our first term, lower property taxes in the state of New Jersey, I will not stand for re-election.
Guadagno certainly took her shots at her new opponent.
If we elect Phil Murphy governor of the state of New Jersey, then the only person who will be able to afford to live in the state of New Jersey will be Phil Murphy.
At her first campaign stop after the election, the lieutenant governor talked about why she didn't mention Governor Christie in her victory speech.
What I talked about was my values and my record and my principles and how I would govern as the next governor of the state of New Jersey. I don't think that Governor Christie will be on the ballot in the fall, so that's why I talked about my credentials.
WBGO's Naomi Bronner sat down with Phil Murphy earlier this month to talk about some of his ideas for the youth of New Jersey.
What's been the most difficult part of campaigning so far?
I don't think I've been asked that. I actually love it. I don't want to beg off on the answer. I love people. I love talking and thinking and studying policies. And I've got a thick skin. So I think those are the three things you need. I guess the most heart-wrenching, difficult, not necessarily, but heart-wrenching, is to see every single day in graphic detail the struggles that too many of our fellow residents and citizens are going through. Everything from immigrant families and struggling to stay in this country to workers who are getting paid well below the poverty line to inner city moms who talk to me about their son having been killed through gun violence, or a child who's in the criminal justice system for some silly low-end drug crime, and it's changed their lives forever. So I'd say not difficult as much as heart-wrenching and graphic detail, and seeing that literally every day.
So kind of with that, I'm a millennial, and all my friends are millennials, and it's hard for us to kind of see how we're involved in politics today, I think, a lot of the time. So my question for you is, why is it important for millennials to vote for you?
Again, these are great questions, and I've got four teenagers, one of whom's in college, another has just accepted to go to college, and so they're on the cusp. They're not where you are, but they're almost there. And we say to them all the time that this is not abstract. So read the news. We used to say read the newspapers, but I think I'm the last guy in the state that reads a newspaper physically. But make sure you understand, because decisions being made today will impact you and stay with you for the rest potentially of your life, whether it's a Supreme Court nominee or a law that's passed. And so it's not abstract. It's not, well, we can worry about this when we grow up. This is in the here and now. So things like college affordability is right now. It's right in the laps of folks in your generation. How do you get a good job when you get out of college? Does New Jersey have enough of them? Do we have communities that are millennial friendly? You know, we're a state that was built to be the model for that suburban three-story low-slung kind of spaceship corporate headquarters, and then the suburban bedroom communities that built up around it. Now we're re-urbanizing. First time since World War II. Folks in your generation want to live in Hoboken or Asbury Park or Long Branch or Weehawken or Newark. So are we set up for that? Is the public policy there? And I would say lastly, we've got I'm not going to hide this. We've got a president who is, I'm going to use the word hostile to millennials. I don't think this is a friend. And so this is a not just forget New Jersey for a second. I think this is a national call to arms, and it has to begin with your generation.
And so you mentioned earlier that New Jersey has a busted economy, and kind of talking about how all of this is right here and now, and it's very practical and it's not abstract. How long will it take to fix the busted economy, and can you do it in one term?
Yeah, I think you can plant seeds immediately. So there's a sort of you have to run on sort of parallel tracks. Some things, some actions you can take immediately. So hopefully with a Democratic-friendly General Assembly and Senate, you can get things like minimum wage, earned sick leave, equal pay, child-dependent care tax credit. Those are things I think you can get on the boards relatively quickly. We've got some college affordability ideas that we can get on the board, I think, relatively quickly. The other track is planting seeds, to plant those seeds that won't pay off immediately, what will pay off in a reasonably immediate time frame. I don't think about this in terms of terms, political terms, because some of this will be faster and some of it will be slower. But I think you can see a meaningful improvement in terms of the economy, both growing, available jobs, fairness within sort of a 2 to 3 year time frame. Again, some of it quicker and some of it will lag, but that to me is a nexus point where I think you can see real progress being made.
Democratic gubernatorial candidate Phil Murphy with WBGO's Naomi Bronner.